Hi, this is Stacy Mayo of DisintelligentSolution.com. And this is an educational seminar and Q&A for the Preventive Healthcare Grid and Grace Healing Transmission. And welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome those who have been with us for quite a long time with Preventive Healthcare Grid, as well as those who recently subscribed to either Preventive Healthcare or Grace Healing Transmissions, or both. So we will be answering questions about both today. You may or may not have subscribed to both, but either way, we hope you will learn a lot and intend to do so for your own health and well-being and that of your family. Okay, first comes some information to help you get the most value from Preventive Healthcare Grid and or Grace, and to be healthier in general. So we want to share a few important things with you. From a high level, we say it is important to always be in a space which we call a sacred space whenever you want to access information from your guidance from the higher realms. And so we will start there. Now, what does this have to do with your health and well-being? Well, your energy field, your etheric field, is very important to your health. And when you access information without a sacred space, first, we'll just say, if you're not working with clients, we'll just go there for now. Just if you want information for yourself and you really want to hear the answer, really, really want to hear that answer, energetically you might push through causing rips, tears, or such in your field. If that happens, what happens is you can get debris, toxins in your field that can cause illness, that stay in there and then go into your body. You can also be susceptible to beings who are looking for a place to roost and make your field their home. So those are two examples, and so let us explain a process for creating a sacred space. There are many. You can light a candle, and let's go there. So let's just say you light a candle, and then you ask God, or whoever you refer to, however you refer to the divine that works for you. If you have the cash grid, you can have the cash grid do this for you. Ask God via the grid to do this for you. Blanket your space with impenetrable white light all the way up to your highest chakra. So there is no interference at all. And then wait for a sign that you have a sacred space. You also would ask that God covet you and bless you. When we say covet you, it's like God is surrounding you. All this will be on the recording. I'm not going to repeat it due to time. And so you wait for a sign that you have a sacred space. It may be verbal, or it may be visual, or it just may be a knowing. And this is very important. Okay. Good nutrition plays a very important part in your health and in being able to maintain and even heal your energy field. And so, staying hydrated, eating a balanced diet that is right for you, including vegetables and fruits, grains that are right for you, and we were giving out very general information, and each person's diet is so different, depending on what is going on with you, that we really want to recommend that you connect with someone who can help you if you have a concern about whether you're eating correctly for yourself. I do that in my medical intuitive readings, where you could see a nutritionist or whatever feels right for you. And, of course, get enough rest. And I can't emphasize that enough. If you feel tired, don't go through it. Don't try to drink caffeine if you can help it, just to stay awake. Sometimes you may feel like you must. But if you're tired, rest. We cannot help you enough if you don't take care of yourself. We really want you to hear that. Okay. We want to talk about one other thing, and then we'll go into general. Well, we'll go into answering questions. So, we want to talk about supplements and medications. And also this affects our ability to help you. So, in general, it's important to only take the supplements and medications that are right for you, that work well together, and don't have any negative interaction with each other. It is easy to be on something, and one day it's right for you, and in a day or so, it's too much for you. And when it becomes too much for you, your system needs to get rid of it, and it taxes your system. So I've seen this happen so many times for myself and others. So, you know, if you're able to use a pendulum or a muscle test for yourself or just have a knowing, really notice if you don't want to take something and you think you should, there's some reason why you're feeling like, don't take that or don't eat that. Honor yourself as much as you can. Now, in terms of interactions, there are so many supplements and homeopathic remedies and herbs out there, and we are able to choose for ourselves. The challenge is we don't know what works well with something else and what might interact negatively with something else. Fortunately, information is available to you on the internet about this. And I highly recommend that you all look at what you're taking, if anything, and look up on the internet. Let's say you're taking a particular flower essence. Look up what interacts negatively with that online, interactions with that flower essence, or interactions with an herb or with a homeopathic remedy, and you will find a list. It's at your disposal. And you may be shocked at what you find. And I'm sharing this with you because I have found, via my clients' health, that when you take things that interact negatively with each other, it can compound the problem and make it worse. So sometimes you go, I'm doing all this, why is it getting worse? Now, this isn't the only reason, but I've seen it a lot. And so, if you're continuing to do something and it's getting worse, step back and revisit. And look on the internet or get assistance and see what's going on. Okay. Also, too much of something, again, can tax your systems and cause more health problems. I'll give one quick example. I've seen this a number of times, is people taking too much of some things or things that don't work well together. I've seen many a times where it causes their hair to fall out. And I've seen it can also cause problems with your joints and your neuromuscular system are examples of where this can cause problems. I'm not saying it is so for you, but just sense into what feels right. And I won't be able to answer that question for everyone on this call today. So I encourage you to do your research on the internet and see if you sense it could be an issue, look it up. I'm empowering you. Okay. So that concludes the educational part of our seminar today.